Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're down to 35, 36 now. Welcome to Women's Football. I'm Coach Penn with the in association with Women's Football Talk Continues. Tonight I'm in beautiful San Juan Capistrano in Southern California, and we are going to witness a rematch from last week's game, Tucson Monsoon visiting the Southern California Breakers. Once again, I'm Coach Penn. I'm the head coach of the California Quake. We have a bye this week, so I volunteered my services to broadcast this game. I'm upstairs, and I'm pretty familiar with both of these teams, but the fan and the announcer are pretty close to me, so you'll hear a lot of background noise and a lot of hooping and hollering and cheering because fans are rowdy and they want to get behind their team. The national anthem is about ready to start, so we will take a moment of silence so that I can remove my cap and pay attention and allegiance to our nation. That was Barbie singing the national anthem. Great job there, and the game is about ready to start. Coin toss has already taken place in the middle of the field with the captains. The officials are going over the last rules and clarifications. As with the entire IWFL, all games are officiated by at least six officials. White cap this week is Mario, and I'm very familiar with Mario. He actually had our last home game. Breakers are hyping up on the sideline right now. Looks like they will be kicking off to the, I'm not very good with directions as I'm from the East Coast, but they'll be cooking from right to left to the Tucson Monsoon, and they have a couple people back deep. Looks like number 45 and number 60. There's a bunch of number changes for the Tucson Monsoon this week. They had their jerseys donated a couple years ago from the Arizona Cardinals, and they're still using those as their away jerseys, their home jerseys. They actually have new ones this year. So they have a bunch of different number changes going on right now, but number 60, Tammy Thomas, is back deep to receive the opening kickoff. Looks like number 80, that was Jessica Joyce, is going to be kicking off for the Breakers, and here we are. Football is underway, and that's a nice kick inside the 15-yard line. Picked up by number 45. She's heading upfield, got a lead blocker, and 86 on the tackle. Those of you who don't follow the teams all the time, Tucson has won one game over the past 4 years. This year, however, with a new coaching staff and a new, buy-in to the system, they are now 4-0 and undefeated and looking to make a playoff push in the IWFL Tier 2 system. They did squeak out a victory last week against the Breakers in Tucson, but OC was missing several key personnel. I will point that out. And Tucson are missing a couple key players today. Tucson breaks the huddle, and it looks like they are going to be in a two-back set, and the Breakers are in a five-man front. It's kind of a stunted 3-4 with five down now, and they blitz right up the middle, and it looks like a sack. No! Tutu got right up, sacked the quarterback, but she got the handoff up the middle, and 41, Jay Lavigne made a huge run up the middle. I mean, I don't know how 14 Danielle Hurtado got that handoff off. Tutu was in the backfield rather quickly, and the first play is very successful for Tucson as it goes for about 12 yards and a first down. That's exactly how they want to start off the game. Tucson is a very big team. I know when we always played them, it was difficult to match up with them size-wise because they are just that much bigger than most of the teams we have play. There's a pass, and Tutu is not going to be destroyed this time. She is going to get in the backfield and sack the quarterback. It's going to be about a five-yard loss. It looks like the first two plays, SoCal looking to put pressure in the backfield, kind of like a make-or-break defense, not a bend-don't-break. They're going after you and trying to force you into mistakes, which in women's football is not a bad philosophy because offensive football is not the specialty in most of women's football. Usually takes 3 to 4 years in one system for an offense to be effective. Just ask the Amazon, the Sirens, Pittsburgh. You know, those teams have been consistently good over the years. That's because they've been in the same system. Got a motion play. Number 7 went in motion, but the handoff went to 49. 49 was Alicia Waltz. She was stacked up in the backfield. They weren't fooled by the motion. And the person who went in motion was Jackie Adriano. She is deaf. So that's pretty cool right there. I've actually been a recipient of multiple deaf players in my years coaching, which are now 8. 1 year I had 3 in 1 year, and I was challenged, but those players never jump off sides, I'll give you that. And I was very impressed with their work, and actually Michelle Meyer, her nickname was Bombshell, she said she might actually be coming back next year. Tucson lines up in trips on 3rd and 19, but they're still in their center. Quick little swing pass out to 41, and that is, she gets around the corner, but it looks like Panther caught up to her. It's going to be a good game, but not enough for a first down. So that was a Hurtado pass to Jay Lavigne, and a quick little swing pass. Looks like it picks up about 7 yards, but it's still going to be 4th and 12. That's a punting situation, so let's see what's going to happen. That sack hurt them, and then another negative play hurt them. Got 49 back punting. That's going to be Alicia Waltz. Too deep for the Breakers, but they have nobody covering the wide receiver. I would just throw it out there to her. It's a punt, good punt, good bounce, picked up quickly by 25, and she's not pushed out of bounds, straddles the line. So that's Michelle Jacot, her nickname's Mojo, she's a rookie. She picked up about 15 yards on that, and they will take over after the punt inside Tucson territory. So now we'll get to see the offense. Last week was a loss, 14-13. And the Breakers have a third-string quarterback and a rookie starting and playing the whole game. Looks like they're doing the same thing this week. They're going with number 18. That is Shauna Murphy. She is a southpaw, and that is something new to most of women's football. You know, we don't have very many left-handed quarterbacks out there, but SoCal comes quickly up to the line of scrimmage, gets a snap ball before they're even ready, and that's 28, Vanessa Santillan on the carry, and she gets nowhere as Tucson may have been off the ball slowly, but they got in the backfield, and it was just stalemate at the line of scrimmage. So we got a 2nd and 10. One of the things that frustrates me with women's football is that the quarterback's always running to the sideline and getting the play. I've been guilty of it before. It just takes a lot out of a quarterback. This year we actually changed our offense and use signals, and previous years we used numbered systems where they would use the wrist coach. Both these teams have the quarterbacks run out of the sideline. Who's on defense? Looks like it's going to be a 4-4. And SoCal's in a – they're in a two tight end set. And Vanessa takes a quick sweep, and she's gone. That's it. Nobody's going to catch her. Down the sideline. Oh, no, no. Somebody has the angle. Oh, and she pushes her over. No flags on the field. That's going to be a 45-yard run for number 28, Vanessa Santillan. So quickly, with 11:14 left in the first quarter, there's a quick sweep. Tucson actually had it well defended. They had the outside secured. Santillan planted that foot, put it in the ground, cut up field, and back outside, and she was gone. There was somebody that had the angle at the very end. I think it was Tammy Thomas, but she was unable to wrap up as Santillan just lowered her shoulder, knocked her over, and walked into the end zone. So 6-0, and Joy Berry, number 22, is back for the extra point. And it was blocked. Number 62, Della Lewis, got her hand up. She was able to get it, put it down. So that's 6-0. Only took two plays. So that's got to be a positive for the Breakers. After watching some of the film last week, I noticed that Tucson was very capable running on them. The whole first half, Tucson basically dominated the line of scrimmage and the field position. And used a couple of luck plays to score, I guess, because it was a tipped ball that SoCal should have intercepted that was caught and then taken in for the end zone. But here we go. Kickoff is about ready to start. Got the linesman, Glenn. He's one of my referee friends. We have a close relationship, all the coaches here with the referees. There's three teams here. There's another deep kick. Oh, inside the 10. Picked up around the 12 after the bounce. Number 60, Tammy Thomas, tried to put a move on. Can't quite do it. Wrapped up. It looks about 20-yard line. So once again, those deep kickoffs are going to put them in horrible field position. All right, so we'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Smith can make. After talking to Coach Smith and Coach Mandy before the game, ask them what are their weekly focuses. Coach Smith is, they have 4-0. They have a real big chance to get to the playoffs. They can win out. They do play two Tier 1 teams at the end of the season, with that being L.A. and Seattle. And he said that he's not really worried about the playoffs. He's working week to week. This is uncharted waters for them. Like I said, they'd only won one game over the past couple years. So he's working on improving their focus each and every week. So at first down, they blitz again. Oh, that was 86 in the backfield. Meeting her immediately, 86, is Angelique Smith, a rookie. She shedded her block and met Jay. I'm just going to say Jay instead of Livigny. Number 41 in the backfield for just a bone-crushing hit and drove her back. She eventually fell off the tackle, but she was able to stop it enough where everybody else was able to wrap up and make the tackle. She does come out, looks to be a little shaken up on that. It was just a huge hit right there. It's only a 3-yard loss, but that 3-yard loss puts them behind the chains. They're now at 2nd and 13, and number 14, Danielle Hurtado, she is a rookie leading this team. Number 13 is their normal quarterback, Jessica Van Appeldorn. She was actually in the round robin, and we were actually the ones to take her out. She dislocated her hip, and she hasn't been back yet. So on 2nd and 12, 2nd and 13, they look to go deep. Wide open is Tammy Thomas. Oh, she drops it. That was a very nice throw from Hurtado. She dropped back, took one step, threw a nice little floater down the sideline. Tammy Thomas, wearing number 60 at receiver, had it in her hands, went to tuck it, and dropped it. That would have been huge. I mean, I'm pretty sure the Breakers had the speed to catch her, but that at least would have been a first down, if not at midfield. It was a beautiful pass, and we had that problem last week against Sacramento. We had wide-open receivers all over the place, and the receivers just kept on dropping it. So now instead of 1st and 10, and they flip a field position, it's 3rd and 12 again, and they're going to stick it on the ground. I know it's a reverse. 7 lowers her shoulder, runs over Tutu, but Tutu holds on, and a tackle is made. Looks like a 6 or 7 yard gain, but it is 4th and 6. So looks like another punting call for Tucson. And that, once again, will give OC the chance to have great field position. Once again, we got 38 and 25 back. That is Kayla Clark and Michelle Jacot. There's a snap back, ball's up, kick it to the left, It bounced sideways. SoCal's taking a breakaway from it. 45, downs it. That's Benson downing it at the 44-yard line. So they only have 39 yards to go. First and 10, and there's 9:15 left in the first quarter with the Breakers up 6-0. Still have some fans coming in. They already missed a SoCal touchdown. So, you know, game starts at 7, fans. Make sure you get there. You could miss anything. I know that when we played the Amazons a couple weeks ago, we ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. Those fans only missed 16 seconds of the game, but they already missed a touchdown. So show up early, watch some of your team work out, and be a fan. Really support them. Move and holler. Women's football is great. These women play with great passion. So now we have Breakers taking over. 28-43 in the backfield. 43 is usually a defensive player, but they are in a power eye formation right. Tight end left, receiver right. And basically it's just it's a quick lead, and there goes Santion again. There she makes a move. Oh, it looks like she's going to score. There is another score. There were some great blocks by the offensive line right there. She followed three spectacular blocks. And one of the things great about running backs is they have to have patience running the ball. She showed extreme patience letting her blocks develop, setting them up, and then exploding when she had to. And it's funny because she's been injured the last couple weeks. Bum ankle. You know, I know she's not 100%, and I can tell by the way she's running because we played preseason against them all year. So, but there's another 39-yard run. That's pretty good stats for her. Two runs, 80 yards. There's a flag on the extra point, so we're not going to do anything. We're going to call a false start and do it again. Usually what happens right there when he rolls his hands over her hand, he's not trying to be WWE. He's saying there's a false start, which means we weren't lined up right, or there was somebody moving as the ball snapped. So they're going to back it up 5, and instead of kicking from the 3, ball's moved to the 8, and she's kicking from the 15. So a 25-yard extra point to make the score 13-0. There's the hold, and it is up and good. 13-0, Joy Berry. Let me tell you something about Joy Berry. Joy Berry plays in the men's leagues. She is a kicker, place kicker, for the semi-pro men's leagues out here. I believe she plays for, I can't even remember it right now. I had it on the tip of my tongue and I forgot it. But she plays in the men's leagues, and she's an addition that's pretty cool. She's listed as a rookie on the roster, but she has experience playing with the men, so translating that over to women shouldn't be too hard. But there's an extra point right there. It's 13-0 with 9:03 left in the first quarter. As the officials are getting the ball, I'm going to share some things with you about some other scores. The New England Intensity won today, 53-0 over the Holyoke Hurricanes. The Atlanta Explosion won 77-7 over the Palm Beach Punishers. That got out of hand quick. We'll get back to the scores in a second as the kickoff by number 80, Joyce, goes inside the 10 again. It looks like it's going to go in the end zone for a touchback, and it does. So there's a touchback, but once again, field position is huge. They're going to have first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Let's get back to the scores. The Boston Militia ended up winning 60-0 against the Philadelphia Firebirds. Pittsburgh's score was 6-0 in the first quarter against the New York Nemesis, but the updates on Twitter were that it was horrible, horrible weather. So we'll see how much of effect that has into the game. The DC Divas, who I had talked about on my show as being probably the top-notch team in the league, beat the New York Sharks 21-7, so they were obviously given a fight, at least. We know that they're not all of it. So back to offense. First and 10 from the 20 for Tucson. There's a false start, and they didn't call it. And it's a passing play. 14 rolls out, and she got the corner. And Tutu drags her down out of bounds after it looks like a 2-yard gain. That was a bootleg right there. And she could have got more yards than that, but shit turned up quick enough. And Tutu was right there in her defensive position to stop her for a game. But that's positive yards for the Monsoon. And now they have 2nd and 8. Let's get back to the rest of the scores. The Kansas City Tribe, who have been throwing the ball like crazy this year, beat the Clarksville Fox, a Tier 2 team, and a top-notch Tier 2 team. They played for the championship last year, 48-6. right here back in San Juan Capistrano, California. We have the Tucson Monsoon, 2nd and 8 from the 22-yard line against the SoCal Breakers, still in that 53 defense. There's a quick run up the middle. Huge hole, but it didn't look like she got very much. Got some positive yards. We signed up 3rd and 5, and that was number 41, Jay, on the carry. So there's 2 successful plays in a row, quick hitting run plays. Get behind that big offensive line and follow them. 3rd and 5 right there. Let's go to Seattle, Sacramento. That game is at halftime right now. And there was 2 seconds left before half that Sacramento was trying to score. I didn't get the update yet, but it was 21-7 at that moment. Chicago and Detroit, huge game as Chicago has the number one seed. You know, basically all they have to do is win out. They were losing 21-12 at Detroit, so that's a big, big game. Starting cross county is L.A. and New Mexico. And right now we're going to get back to the game, 3rd and 5 for Tucson. Boop, another quick running play. Panther was right there. That's number 43, Priscilla Gardner, making a huge tackle. Gain of a positive yard, but that's just not enough. 4th and 6, and Tucson's going to have to punt again. Not starting off very well for them, but they did travel a long way. And I'm sure they're not used to this weather, as it is pretty cold up here. I mean, I had to put my sweater on, and I'm about ready to throw my hoodie to cover my head because there's a nice wind, brisk wind coming through the stadium. 2 people back deep, Kayla Clark, and number 25, Michelle Jacot. There's the kick, line drive, great bounce right to Kayla, who gets a block from Joy Berry, turns up field, and there she goes, running over a couple players. Once again, inside the 40-yard line of the Tucson Monsoon. I mean, field position is so huge in these games, and I mean, that's one thing that I tried to focus on this season, and we have failed pretty bad at controlling the field position, but we're getting better each game, and special teams is a huge part of that, but you need your offense to get some first downs to help flip it. So 1st and 10 for SoCal with 6:48 left in the first quarter, and they already have a 13-0 lead. The last score that I have, Baltimore Nighthawks beat the Jersey Justice 32-6. So those of you who don't know the scores, there they are. For those of you at other games listening in, feel free to email me or hop on the chat board and send some of the scores in. Here we got a there it is, a nice bootleg pass by number 18, and oh, she's going to take it to the house. Look at that. SoCal has run 4 plays and has 3 touchdowns. That was a bootleg by Shauna Murphy. She's lefty, so she booted out to her left, and she had a defensive end right in her face, and she just lofted a nice little perfect spiral over the defensive end right into the hands of Monique Boone. And she went 36 yards for the touchdown. So that's 3 touchdowns in 4 plays. Not bad for SoCal. Starting off exactly what they want, showing these fans a good game, some offensive prowess. Let's see the extra point by Joy Berry. Down and good. 6:35 left, and it's 20-0. The announcers here is trying to get the score. 20-0, beginning of the game, and Tucson, I saw an injury on that play. I didn't catch the number. I believe it was 85, and I don't have 85 on my roster. Oh, no, I do. It's Lisa Cortez. She got blocked, and I think she might have twisted something, but she'd be okay. Coach Smith is down there talking to the team right now before the kickoff, probably trying to get them to wake up, playing a little slow right now, not attacking to the ball, playing a little heavy-footed. So let's see if that motivates them. We've got number 80, Jessica Joyce, who's put in some work right now. Somebody clocking her in for some overtime. There's 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. All right. And they do line up inside the 15, ready for it. Got 45 and 60 back there. There's the kick. Nice high kick right to Tammy Thomas at the 15-yard line. Puts on a good move, but goes down to the 30. And while that's not a great return, that's the best field position they've had all game. 1st and 10 from the 30. All right. So for those of you listening online, thank you for hopping on. WFB Talk continues. The ladies work very hard to make sure that as many people can hear as many of the games as possible. I know there was a big broadcast today. There was three games on, and that's awesome. And there are a lot of games around the IWFL this week. My team, the California Quake, are on a break, and we needed it. Five straight games. We're one of a handful of teams that had to play five straight games. But right now, here in San Juan Capistrano, it's Tucson with a first down and a quick handoff. She had her in the backfield, but couldn't quite hold on. Who was that? I can't see. It looks like 30. I don't have a 30. It was, let me see. Don't know who that was. But Amanda is coming out right now. Looks like she's holding her wrist. Let's see. So they gained 3 yards on that play. So that was a very successful play for them. And now it's 2nd and 7 from the 34-yard line. So I just got an update on the final, and I'll give you that in a second. Once again, in the split back set with the wing. And it looks like they caught the breakers jumping off sides, but their running back moved. So it's going to be a false start, and once again, they're going to be behind the chains. We'll see how the white cap calls it, but looks to me like it's probably going to be offensive. It is, and that's all it takes is one little mistake. Otherwise, it could have had 2nd and 2. Now it'll be 2nd and 12. And here you go, ladies, the final score from Chicago-Detroit. 21-Detroit, 19-Chicago. That is an upset because Detroit was 2-2 and Chicago was 4-0. So there you go. You heard it here. That's a big upset. And now it's 2nd and 12. Once again, Tucson in that same set they've been using all day. They got a motion in there. Boom. Oh, there's a huge hole. Huge hole for 49. Tutu swallows up real quick, but not before she could gain almost 8 yards. So that was 49 on the carry. Alicia Waltz again. It was a motion play, so SoCal basically rotated their end and linebacker to cut off the outside, and that quick little off-tackle play right up the middle. So puts them in very manageable third down territory at 3rd and 4, maybe 3rd and 5. Let's see what they got in their repertoire. Oh, they bounce out to 3 wide. They got a trips formation, tight end left, 3 wide. Looks like nobody's covering the slot person. The slot person is uncovered, and they don't notice it. They throw that little swing pass wide open. And will she get to the first down? No. Tutu makes a huge hit right before she can get to the first down marker. Looks like they're only going to gain a yard. That was a great pursuit by Tutu because that was wide open. Almost had a pick play by the inside receiver, but they couldn't pick both people, so they're going to have to punt, and their Coach Smith, head coach, looks like he's going to go for it. He's sending the quarterback back in, and they're going to take their chances. 4th and 3, a long 3 at that. And this is, I mean, if you punt it, I mean, SoCal's been getting the ball inside the 40 or around the 40 every time, so, I mean, it's the same thing as punting it. They're in basically tight end left, wing left, 2 running backs in the back. See what they can do. Boom. Quick dive. There it is. Get upfield. And she looks like she's going to get the first down. It's going to be close. This is going to be about the mark. They're giving them a first down. That's a first down. It was 41J on the carry. She cut upfield, lowered her shoulder, and made sure to get that couple extra inches because those inches made the difference. There's their 2nd first down of the game, their 1st since the 1st play of the game. So it's 1st and 10 from the 41-yard line. Still got, you know, a long way to go, 59 yards, but hey, they got a first down. Now let's control some of the clock. They have a little bit over 3 minutes left in the first quarter, and they're down 20-0. Same formation. Boom, looks like it's going to be a passing play. They throw it deep. This should be picked. And it is picked. Joy Berry on the pickoff. She caught it at about the 40-yard line. She's going down the side. Oh, she was tripped up by 49. Alicia Walsh tripped her up. Otherwise, I think she might have gone the whole way. So there's a pick right there just when they were starting to move the ball. And once again, SoCal has the ball inside Tucson territory with a very good field position. So, after getting a first down, Coach Smith tries to get one deep, and the quarterback doesn't get everything on it. It's a little wobbler, basically down the middle of the field, right down the seam. And the receiver was outside the numbers, you know, sprinting downfield, couldn't get it quite to her, and safety just picked it off right in her hands. So, number 18, Sean O'Murphy leads the offense back out there. They got a double tight end set with Santillan back by herself. And then there's a quick handoff going left. She cuts through, and it's a tackle. There we go. That looks like a gain of 4 yards, maybe five. Looks like it's going to be 5 yards, second down. Tucson did wake up, you know, because the last three touches that SoCal has have all been touchdowns. So let's see if they can keep playing to the whistle, making some tackles. Second and five from the 30-yard line. And let's see. No updates on any scores from my end. But the first quarter has a little over 2 minutes left, and they line up in the double tight set and spread out into doubles under center. And they quick sweep it to Santillan, who is caught outside, but turns it up behind her blockers and ends up getting some positive yards. That play should have gone nowhere, but some good running and setting up her blocks let it cut a field for a couple yards. It's going to be third and short, third and very manageable. Santillan comes out, and Kayla Clark goes in when 18's running back to the huddle with a play. Looks like it's going to be third and two, and Kayla Clark's the bruiser. I mean, the Quake and the Breakers basically practiced a lot this preseason together. We shared fields so that we both could get work in against opponents and competition, because these ladies play better when they have something to play for. They switch back out into the doubles formation with Kayla Clark, and they go right up the middle. And she breaks the tackle in the backfield and looks like she's going to get the first down. So that's a 4-yard run by Kayla Clark for a first down. And that gives them first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Got about two plays left before the end of the quarter. And I'm looking at the roster for the Breakers. I see a lot of rookies. I mean, their whole secondaries are rookies. On offense, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rookies on offense. So, I mean, SoCal Breakers have a pretty good roster this year. Last year, they didn't have very many players. But they come out in the double tight again, right up the middle to Clark, and she bounces off a tackle and drags people an additional 3 yards. Looks like it's going to be a 7-yard run right there. Bringing up second and three. Kind of hard to see from this angle, but 6'2", that's the big Della Lewis. She's been a thorn in anybody's side she's played against. She's a very good football player. Gets off the ball quick, knows how to use her hands. And it doesn't hurt that she has some weight to put behind all of her forcefulness. We've always had a difficult time blocking her, and she rotates from defensive tackle to nose tackle to defensive end. So we got doubles. I know this is a double tight end set with Clark in the backfield all by herself. And there's a snap, and she sweeps. Oh, it's a double pass. Anyone's wide open. She makes the catch, but it's literally going to be short. I saw them actually practicing that before the game. It was basically a sweet toss to the right to Kayla Clark, and she throws the ball up to a receiver. Well, the receiver, 81, was wide open, but the ball was poorly thrown, and you would expect as much from a running back. But Elaine Eba on the catch, and she has 5 years of experience, so there's one of the people that aren't a rookie making a great catch on an underthrown ball. And now it's first and goal from inside the one, and that is the first quarter. So, very exciting first quarter if you're a fan of the SoCal Breakers. They have dominated the game. Even though they've only run a couple plays, they're running in very effectively and scoring points. Tucson has a lot of adjusting to do. It looks like they're about ready to give up their fourth touchdown. They need a big stop here or a turnover. Letting them in on the first play could be quite disheartening for them and almost put the game out of reach. I mean, Tucson has played four games, and while they are 4-0, only have one game where they've scored more than 14 points, and that was against the Modesto Monsoon. That's a comparable game because the Breakers beat them 55-0, while the Monsoon beat them 54-0. Or maybe that was I think I might have wrote that down wrong. I think they beat the New Mexico Menace for 54-0. So that's pretty crazy right there. I talked to Coach Manny Ojeda of the Breakers before the game, too. and ask him about, you know, the loss last week. I know they were missing a lot of Steelers players. Me, Duncan, and Manny talk a lot. And, you know, shoot ideas off of each other and, you know, try and forward the progress of women's football. Well, he was missing his backup quarterback and a couple of linemen and their kicker last week. And that, obviously they missed an extra point, losing the game 14-13. So they have a much bigger squad this week. And our rookie quarterback is playing, even though they have their other quarterback ready. She's sitting on the sideline, and here's the first and goal play. They're going to throw it. Oh! Quarterback didn't set her feet at that one. Shauna just basically steps backwards and kept going backwards. Kept going backwards and never really set her feet, and the ball was thrown behind. Lucky that it wasn't picked on the tip. But that's a stop that the Monsoon will take, and now it is second and goal. Obviously, the coach decided to give the rookie a chance to throw the ball, earn some confidence throwing it, when they very easily could run it in. Got Kayla Clark in as the running back right now, with Shauna Murphy under center. Two receivers out wide, double tight, and second and goal from inside the one. And she rolls out, almost trips over Kayla. It looks like she's got the corner. Shauna Murphy's going to take it to the corner and score a touchdown on a quarterback keeper to the left. It was just basically, she basically just did a sweep to the left, ran it in. She almost tripped over her own player as Kayla Clark could not beat her to the punch, and they ran into each other, but she kept her feet and kept on moving. Even if she had fallen down, she could have got up and ran it in, but a score nonetheless. So with 14:50 left in the second quarter, the Breakers are trying for their extra point again. The snap is stopped. Joy Berry takes it, picks up the fumble, and she's still running around and is tackled quickly in the backfield for no conversion. It was an illegal shift by the offense, which will be declined, and that means that the conversion will be no good, and the score will remain 26-0. So now we'll be switching to kickoff. And we got number 80, Jessica Joyce, already trotting out onto the field, ready to kick the ball. And Tucson will definitely decline that penalty. So 26-0 in the second quarter. Pretty big surprise to me after last week's game. Especially after seeing Tucson just dominate the game in the first half. SoCal played really good the second half, and I think they probably should have won, but they made a bunch of mistakes, and a rookie quarterback is going to be known to make a couple mistakes here and there. And they had a couple mistakes on punts and punt return that probably end up costing the game. Nothing but high fives and head taps and chest bumps on the sideline right now for SoCal as they are up 26-0, redeeming the loss last week. Here's the kick by Joyce. This time there, she's against the wind, so it doesn't go as far. About the 18-yard line is caught up, and 60, Tammy Thomas takes it, and is tackled pretty quickly as the Breakers had great pursuit. So it looks like they'll be starting at the 29-yard line. We will see if they can get together and get a drive together. Last time they turned the ball over. Let me get back to talking with Coach Manny before the game. I talked to him about, you know, making the playoffs and that this is a must-win game, that they should win most of their games after this game. They do have to play the Amazons again, and they were beat 42-0 the first time, but they lost six players in that game, and they're looking for some redemption. I mean, the second time we played the Amazons, we had lost four in the first game, and he's looking to hopefully put on a good show with the Amazons, keep up with them, and, you know, maybe do something. He has no clue about the playoffs. He says he doesn't hype up the playoffs at all. He doesn't even know anything about the Massey ratings. He's just worried about winning games week to week and the opponent on hand. First play after the kickoff is a run by number 41 again. That's Jay. And she's tackled for a loss because she ran into her own blocker and then was wrapped up rather quickly. It's going to be a loss of a yard, maybe two. It's a long yard. So for a second and long again. But yeah, Coach Manny really put the point home that he's just focusing week to week, you know, worried about correcting mistakes from last year and hoping that the rookies learn from week to week. He's not afraid to, you know, play the rookies. He has some veterans on his team. Not very many, but he has some veterans, but he's worried about getting everybody the experience because they're not going to learn without getting the game time. So on 2nd and 12, handoff to 41. She passes to the outside, turns up, runs through the arm tackle of 2-2, and gets a huge run on that one. Looks like it's going to be 3rd and 3. Still got somebody on the ground. I think that's 3-7. That's going to be Liz McIntosh. She was... No, that's not Liz. She's 32. 32 is Giovanna Ferraro. She comes off, hops off, picks herself off, so it looks like she might just got the wind knocked out of her. 46 replaces her, and that's Diana Hernandez. She's a rookie. Quickly, she comes out, and they put somebody else back in. 37, the one who I'm a sticker for. So Liz McIntosh is back in. And 3rd and 3, big down. Tucson needs to get a first down. They cannot give the ball back to SoCal as they're trailing tremendously and need to put something together here. They have not done anything besides the trips and the wing formation, which they are in again, the wing formation. There's the motion. Boom. Crossbuck. Huge hole right up the middle. 2-2 blows through a block and makes the tackle, and they get a first down. That was a 6-yard run right there by 49, and that was Alicia Waltz. Oh, yeah. The announcer and some other spotters out here noticed that 32, who was just on the ground, who I'm pretty sure just got the wind knocked out of her, obviously tackled her helmet into her stomach, because right now she's two-handed over the trash can, making sure to clear her system. So, somebody had Del Taco for a pregame meal, and that's not okay. So, 1st and 10 for Tucson, and a quick run right up the middle, and a huge block by 49. Tutu still makes the tackle, but she's going to get called for a horse collar on this. You can't tackle from the back of the neck, and that's exactly what she did. She grabbed the back of the neck, and she pulled her to the ground. And that's going to be a 15-yard personal foul penalty that's going to be added on to the end. Coach Manny's out in the field trying to ask what's going on, but he ain't going to win that argument. It was a 6-yard run, it looks like. And a horse collar right there. 15 yards more, so it's going to be a 20-yard play. And there's the field position that I've been talking about. So let's watch the white cat Mario walk it off. They're trying to figure out the spot. Oh. They only called 5 yards. That's strange. Oh, they called incidental face mask. That's funny because her hand was on my back. So, that gave them a first down, though. 5 yards added to the end of the 5-yard run. Gives them a first down. 1st and 10 for Tucson. And it's the first time they're in SoCal Breakers territory. With 12:30 left in the second quarter, they've now crossed midfield and look to put a scoring drive together of their own. There's the motion. Boom. Around the end, but I don't think they have the speed to get there. Oh, she gets around the corner. Boom. It's only going to be a 3-yard run, but it looked like Gardner was in the backfield ready to make a tackle and slipped. Somebody get her some 3/4-inch cleat spikes. Well, she just lost her footing and fell to the turf when she had it right there. Looks like they're going to give her 4 yards on the carry, so it's going to be 2nd and 6. And number 7, her name Jackie Adriano, she is deaf. And she's also one of the people that submitted video for the strongest woman in the IDFL. The Tucson Mom student actually submitted 2 videos. One for 56, Deanna Grimstead, she's nicknamed Grim for the Grim Reaper. She lifted 150 pounds 25 times, whereas Jackie did it 19 times. So those are some strong girls on that team right there. There's the motion again. Dive up the middle. Oh, that's tripping, which you're allowed to do. And there's the whistle finally. There was no whistle on the play. She was tripped, fell down, got back up, and started running, and they re-tackled her. The officials had already had her marked down but didn't blow the whistle. So even the officials make mistakes, as every single coach will know out there. So it's a short run. And actually, they're going to lose yardage on that. They lost about 1.5 yards on that run. I mean, if she hadn't been tripped, she looks like she would have gained probably about 12 yards. But she was tripped up, There was a great block, steel block, but she just threw her legs out there and she tripped over him. And once again, tripping the runner is legal. Tripping anybody else is illegal and carries with it a 15-yard penalty. So we still have some fans coming in. Watch the game. Lights are on. It's getting a little bit twilight here. And it's third and a little bit less than 8 yards. See if they go to the air. They got motion. Boom. It's a quick run up the middle, which she cannot get anywhere. Looks like she's going to gain a little less than a yard. So it is going to be fourth down, and they are going to punt. They're going to play the field position game right now. They're going to punt and try and pin them back deep. Their punts have been around 20 to 25 yards, so if they can get that off, the SoCal will have to start from their own 20, which will be a victory for Tucson right now in the fact that it's 26-0 with 9:50 left in the second quarter. 38 and 25 are back deep for SoCal, and 49, Alicia Waltz, is back to get the punt. Looked like a offside, but guess they just timed it very well. Boom, huge bounce. She picks up, Kayla Clark picks up at the 20, heads up the sideline, twinkle toes, boom, and takes it all the way back to the 40-yard line. So that's one of the things that's really hard in women's football. The special teams punting game especially, where you have a chance to change the field position, you've got to get a nice high that people can pick up. And that one was just a line drive that was pretty far, I mean, but it just bounced right to her, and the coverage wasn't even there yet, and she was able to take up field really quick for a nice 21-yard gain. So it's first and 10 for SoCal at the 41-yard line, and their own 41-yard line at that. Got a score update for you. With 2 minutes left in the game, the Minnesota Vixen are beating the Iowa Crush 32-20. Got the Breakers do a pitch, and there's about six of the 11 Tucson Monsoon there to make it a 2-yard loss. So there's a very positive play for Tucson, and SoCal's got to be tearing up that play right away. So there's a very positive play, and even though they weren't able to field position, they're playing with a lot of intensity out there. The entire defensive line and two linebackers were in the backfield quickly on that one, so that was pretty intense. Second and 12 in the double tight end set with single back. Quick run right up the middle to Santillan, who is hit immediately but drags two Tucson players for several yards. Looks like she's going to gain about 5 or 6 of that and make it, she's only going to give her 4. So it's third and seven. Big play for Tucson defense. They need to stop. They haven't got one all night. They get that stop here. Something I would be looking for is that a little swing pass they've been trying to set up. 38 is not in, so you got Santillan. I don't know if she can throw or not, but I doubt they'll go to some sort of trick play. Probably just going to try and give it to the workhorse, Santillan, and see if she can pick it up. So third and seven with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. Shauna Murphy calling out the audible at the line of scrimmage, double tight formation. Tucson's blitzing everybody. She rolls out. Wide open is, oh! Wide open was 5-4. That's Jenny Miskowski. She's a rookie, and she's known as Hands. Hands is her nickname. Perfect pass right into her hands. Nobody around her, and she dropped it, which happens. You know, nothing to get too down about. They are up 26-0, but that's stuff that could hurt them if they make it to the playoffs. They got to be able to finish those passes. So I was actually talking with April Delancey, who you'll hear at halftime. She interviewed a couple players. She interviewed 85, Becky Leach, who's been playing for 5 years, and she also interviewed Vanessa Santillan, number 28, who's been around for 5 years. So there's SoCal punting the ball. Nice high punt by Joyce. And the ball takes a sideways bounce. And this is something, I can hear Coach Smith from here yelling at his player, and this annoys the hell out of me. It's a punt. If you're not going to catch it, get away from it. The player stood within inches of the ball laying on the ground. That is just the dumbest thing anybody can do. You know, and it, it goes back to what you do at practice and if they remember what you did at practice. Special teams are probably worked on the least in most teams. We try and create equal amounts of time, though the farther we get into the season, the less and less we work on it. So, I mean, every coach has a lot to work with when we only practice 2 or 3 days a week. So now the Tucson takes over from their own 28-yard line with a little over 7 minutes left. Run up the middle, huge block. Oh, and that's a nice 11-yard run. Let's give it an 11-yard run. 49, and that's Alicia Walsh and Tutu. They are creating their own little mini battle within the game. 49 just runs right at Tutu and blows her up, but she doesn't keep her feet moving, so Tutu just sheds the block immediately and tries to make a tackle. On this one, she actually reached out to make the tackle, but you're not going to tackle most running backs with an arm. So that was Jay, ran right through the arm tackle, kept on moving her feet. Next thing you know, first down Tucson, and they're first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Motion formation across, Buck of 49 is wide open down the middle of the field, and she runs over Joy Berry, but Joy Berry's holding on. Help comes along and makes the tackle. That's a huge 19-yard run right there. I refer to that play as the crossbuck. You basically fake it to one running back going one way, and the other running back takes a jab step to the opposite direction, hits the hole, faked out their entire linebacking core, and a huge run right there. So some things are finally coming together for Tucson. But as the game will proceed, we'll find out if it's a little bit too late as they're down 26-0. But putting one in the end zone before halftime will be very positive. We'll give Coach Smith something to talk about at halftime about how they executed on one drive. So first and 10 from the SoCal Breaker 42-yard line, still in that two running back set with a wing. Breakers are still in a 5-3 defense. There's the motion. Boom. Quick dive up the middle. No, that was looked like a crossbuck the other way. That faked me out. I was busy watching the fullback go right up the middle, and she didn't get the ball. But that was a huge loss right there. Lost 4 yards on that play. That was four. So now it's going to be second and 14. After two huge runs, I think they went to the well, and SoCal was ready for it. So, you know, after two huge plays to go backwards again, it's kind of rough. But let's see if they have anything for him. He's got single coverage out here on Tammy Thomas. Two safeties. Boom, boom. There's a run up the middle. That was Gardner, Priscilla Gardner, just right through the gap. And it looks like it's going to be no gain on that play. So now it's going to be third and 14. And that was just great recognition right there by Priscilla. She quickly jumped through that gap and made sure that it was filled and nobody could do anything, and that's exactly what happened. Nobody did anything. A winning play for a defensive team is to hold them to 3 yards or less. A highly successful play is to get a tackle for a loss, and they've been doing a pretty good job at that so far. So let's see if Tucson's going to go to the air. They certainly line up in a throwing formation with three out wide, Tammy Thomas going wide. Then we got seven and 49. So we got Jackie and Alicia out to the right. She rolls out. Oh! That was 39. Who was 39? I don't even see her. That was Monique Boone coming off the backside, forcing a pass quicker than she wanted to throw it, because she had an open receiver sitting there on the flats, but unable to get it to her. The ball falls incomplete, and now the punting unit is out again. There is a change this time. Let's see. They got a new returner back in. Joy Berry's back deep now. Looks like Tucson had a substitution issue. Had to put in their personal protector late. She's now in. And there's the snap back. They got it. Nice. Drive, knocking over the personal protector. The ball bounces. It's going to be inside the 15. Oh, she fumbles it, but she falls right on it thanks to the Tucson just nailing her. I mean, if Tucson person hadn't hit her, she probably would have overran the ball and they would have had a chance at it. But because she got hit from behind while she was trying to pick up the ball, knocked her right onto the ball. Now it'll be 10 from the 10-yard line, SoCal, deep in their own territory, you know. No mistakes here, or the Monsoon could get a cheap touchdown. And from the Monsoon aspect, I'm sure they're thinking, let's go get the ball. Let's force a quick turnover downs. I don't think anybody's used any timeouts left. And with 4:32 left, this would be an excellent opportunity if your defense can get a stop. I got a final score. The Vixen ended up winning 38-20 over the Crush. So congratulations, Vixen. I believe that is their first win of the year. Here in San Juan Capistrano, we got a 26-0 with 4:30 left in the quarter. And a run right up the middle by Vanessa Santillan. Looks like it's going to be just shy of a first down. And the linesman is actually going to give her a first down. So it's first and 10 from their own 10-yard line, they just ran right up the middle. And knowing this team as well as I know that Vanessa is the basically burner and Clark is the bruiser. And usually Clark's the one running up the middle, but Vanessa went right up the middle, kept her legs turning, her shoulders down, and ran over a couple of Monsoon people, carried a couple more, and first down. So they got first and 10 from the 20 with 4 minutes left. Breakers are back on it, and it's another run right up the middle, and this one the Breakers are not going to get anywhere on. Tucson read that one very well. In the backfield, and a loss of yardage. It's going to be second and 11 now. There were about four Monsoon on the tackle on that time, with Adela Lewis being one of them. We got Gardner coming into the game right now, and that's the defensive specialist, number 43. She's got speed. We've been scrimmaging her all preseason. She was somebody we knew we had to block, because if we didn't block her, she was going to make the tackle. So now she's on offense. Last time she came into the game, they were in a power eye formation, and it looks like they're going to do that again. We have two fullbacks with number 39, Monique Boone, and Priscilla Gardner as the fullbacks. And looks like the running backs are all talking about what they're supposed to doing. And then Santillan is back deep. Oh, fumble. Lots of flags to play. And Tucson, did they recover? Who recovered the fumble? Tucson recovered the fumble. So now the penalty is huge. Who was the penalty on? I believe it was illegal motion by the offense. Nobody was set as the running backs were still talking as the quarterback snapped the ball. So that's exactly what I was talking about. Coach Smith was looking for something to happen, and he got it. It looks like they tried to hand the ball off to Gardner, who dropped the ball and couldn't grasp it. I'm not sure if that was Boone or Gardner. But it was a mishandled handoff, and the ball hit the ground, and Tucson hopped on it. Now they have the ball, first and 10 from the 13-yard line with 3 minutes left in the half. Remember, at halftime, you'll have April Delancey, who is the blogger for the SoCal Breakers. She will actually be on, and we'll play some interviews from pregame. So we got the Monsoon back out there, two running backs in the wing. Boom, there's a quick hitting run. We had somebody in the backfield right away, and that's 24 was in the backfield right away. And that's Tina Herta Hoffman. She got in the backfield real quick, but she was unable to wrap her up, but she did slow her down enough for Tutu to clean up the tackle, but it was a gain of 3 yards, and now it's going to be second and 7 from the 10-yard line. Big scoring opportunity right here. 2:30 left. Not sure if it was going to be a two-minute warning or not because of the officiating crew we have. Mario's the white cap, and for some reason he seems to think there's only a two-minute warning in the fourth quarter, when it clearly states in the rule book that there's a two-minute warning at the second and fourth quarters. It's one thing I've talked to the league about to get clarification. Oh, they're in a new formation. It looks like double tight, double split backs, no wing, quick hitting play. Looks like, there's a flag on the play. It looks like they're going to call a face mask. That was Priscilla in the backfield. I think she might have had the face mask for an instant, which will only be a 5-yard penalty, but that's going to not only stop the clock, but it's also going to give them 5 yards and make it the down over. So we'll see if this is indeed an incidental face mask. Mario's walking out right now. Just an incidental face mask. Yep, on 4-3, Priscilla Gardner. And instead of a tackle for a loss, they're going to gain 5 yards. And it's 5 yards from the previous spot. making it 2nd-and-2. And that'll take it down to, let me see. Looks like they're going to be at the 8-yard line. No, 2nd-and-5 from the 8. 2nd-and-5 from the 8-yard line. So that right there, I'm going to call it out. That's a mistake. It should be from the previous spot, not from the spot where it happened if it's behind the line of scrimmage. There's the crossbuck. Oh, it's wide open, but the speed of SoCal gets there. She had all the room to run, but she didn't have the speed to get to the corner. But she does set up a very interesting third down. As she gets to the 5-yard line, it's going to be 3rd-and-2. If she could have cut that up a little bit sooner, she might have been able to lower her shoulder. Once again, Tucson's much bigger than SoCal. So they're pushing them off the line of scrimmage pretty well. But anytime they try and bounce outside, it is not happening. I mean, even when they are outside and they have tons of room to run, SoCal is all over because they just have the speed. And I can verify that. After scrimmaging them all preseason, they have the speed. They are one of the faster teams. They don't have as much speed as, say, the Amazons, but they are a fast team. So here we go. 3rd-and-2 from the 5-yard line. They go simple right up the middle, and that's going to be a touchdown by Jay. So there you go. They sneak one in right before the end of the half. There was 56 seconds left before halftime. They did punch one in, and thanks to a turnover, there is a score now. They are not blanked. It's going to be 28-6 right now. Let's see if they're going to go for two or kick it. Number 7 Jackie, was actually practicing the kicks beforehand. It looks like she had some power, but didn't have much control. So they bring the tee out, and in the IWFL, you're allowed to use up to a 2-inch tee for kicking purposes, place kicking purposes. And she takes her steps. 41 is the holder, so Jay just scored the touchdown, and now she's back to hold it. Looks like the breaker is going to try and blitz from the offensive right. They have 4 people over there. Nice, fast, quick snap. Ball is up, and it is no good. It was a nice kick. It just went a little wide left. So, there you go, 26-6 with 56 seconds left before halftime. I'll see if I can get some updated scores from around the league. We've got the LA game happening right now. We got the Seattle-Sacramento game happening right now. I want to see if the Pittsburgh game was ever finished. And then, you know, from some of the other scores too. BJ back working the switchboard for me. But with 56 seconds left, Tucson's going to have to kick it to SoCal, and they do have 3 timeouts left. So they may be able to, you know, put a quick drive together. I mean, they did score 3 straight touchdowns on 3 straight plays. So, highly possible. But number 7, who just kicked the extra point, is now hopping in for the kickoff. And we kick off from the 40 in the IDBFL. The officials are making sure everybody's lined up correctly. And here we go. So with 56 seconds, Tucson's going to kick it off and see if they can't hit him deep. Kick is away, and it's a perfect spiral. Right to an up back at the 30-yard line, who takes it straight up field and has a wall of blockers and down the sideline. And nice tackle right there, and it's going to be a horse collar. That was the kicker, number 7, Jackie Adrano. She made a tackle. She was going right down the sideline, and she just jumped and looks like grabbed her by the shoulder pad and the horse collar, and it took her straight down. I saw both hands on her, but they both were up high, so they're going to call a horse collar. And that was Kayla Clark, was it? Can't really see the number. The numbers on the front are really small. But it looks like Kayla Clark on the run back. She was just moving down the sideline. If she hadn't have done that, it would have been a touchdown. So, I mean, though it was a 15-yard personal foul, it's better than a touchdown. So it's not like she was trying to injure her, but it's a personal foul, horse collar, and that's going to add 15 yards in the run, and SoCal is in business. 1st-and-10 from the 20-yard line, the Tucson 20-yard line, and 44 seconds left. So let's see if they're going to stick to the ground or throw it up. SoCal is a running team. They run, I would say, 95% of the time. So let's see if
Tucson can buckle up and try and keep them out of the end zone. They do have three timeouts, and let's see if they take it. Actually, Tucson calls a timeout. Coach Smith saw something he didn't like, so he took a timeout. And now we're going to see what kind of adjustment he's going to make. SoCal didn't really do anything different in their alignment. They lined up a two tight end set with one deep. And they've been there most of the game. They've gone doubles a couple times. So I'm going to rest my voice while this timeout's happening. All right, back out of a timeout, two tight end set, same formation, and they just take a knee. So they're not looking to run up a score. And that was probably run the clock. That one right there was probably out of respect from Coach Manny because the Monsoon actually had a chance to score from the two-yard line last game, and the final score could have been 21-13 after a fumble by the Breakers. But the Tucson coach, with just under 2 minutes left, decided to take three straight knees and not pile on points. So this is a show of respect and sportsmanship from Coach Manny, saying, I'm not going to run the score up and get a cheap touchdown before the end of the half. Might come back to haunt him. The game is by no means over. But with the 26-6 lead, they're just going to run out the clock and take it to halftime. So at halftime, we have the Breakers leading the Tucson Monsoon 26-6. And now I'm going to turn it over to the radio interviews that April Delancey did pregame with number 85, Becky Leach, and number 28, Vanessa Santillan. So BJ, go ahead and flip the switch. Before you do, I just got a text from her. The Majestic are leading the Sirens 21-14 with 8:51 left in the fourth. So probably when we come back from halftime, we'll find out the final of that score. So I am going to go ahead and say thank you. I'm going to go grab some food at halftime. Enjoy your halftime. I'll be talking to you in 15 minutes. Enjoy the interviews with April Delancey.
Hello, it's April Delancey, and I'm here with Becky Leach of the Southern California Breakers. Becky, how are you today?
I'm doing well, April. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining me. Now, please tell me your position and how long you've been on the team.
I play defensive line linebacker with the SoCal Breakers, and this is my fifth season.
And you just got a starting job this year, I understand.
Yes, I did. Very, very excited about that.
How hard did you, was that a lot of hard work? What did it take to go from a utility player in on just kind of certain plays here and there to an actual starting position?
The benefit that I had this year was that we had the same head coach or same coaching staff as last year. So I didn't have to prove myself over again to a whole new coach. This coach already knew my strengths, knew my weaknesses, knew my passion, knew that I already knew the game. So I already had that going for me. And then going into the season, he says, the job's yours. So it was for me to lose instead of for me to win the spot.
Excellent. So speaking of dedication and preparation, the team played the Monsoon last weekend as well, where you traveled to their home field, and you're playing them again this evening. What did you as a team and how did you personally both prepare differently, if anything? Was there anything differently you prepared knowing after you've already met them this last week and lost by just 1 point?
Going into this week's game, we have the benefit of having the loss fresh on our minds. We also have the benefit of knowing who their key standout players are. We have the benefit of knowing actually how they play. So preparing for this week, we work on those things. You know we've got to block number this number. We've got to block that number over there. We know that, you know, when their line comes out to make a block or to hit somebody, they're one-hit wonders. They don't hit. So we know that if we can stay aggressive and stay on them, they're going to shy away a little bit, and then we have that edge.
Excellent. So then what would you say are your keys to this game to getting the W?
We need to minimize the penalties. We need to minimize the false starts. We need to minimize the three and outs. Those were some big keys to last week's game that I think put us in a hole to where we didn't get the win.
Okay, and what do you – I just wonder now, you've been playing the game for quite a while now, and I'm just wondering, I know you see folks who play football that they just kind of instinctively know where and what to do on the field. When you're out there, Becky, do you find that you're concentrating or you're, since you've been playing so long, is your instinct more taking over now where you know, you just kind of – you're on defense, you're obviously like, ball, where's the ball? Or who's got the ball? Is your instinct taking over more now, or do you still have a very concentrated effort as to what you're doing in that play?
Initially, it is all instinct. You know what to do. When seeing any new opponent, it's still instinct, but yet you're still a little bit apprehensive because you've got to know what or see what they're doing. So this week, we already know what they're going to do. So instincts totally take over of like, boom, you're on it. Boom, you're hitting that hole, you know. So, yeah, definitely instincts do play a part in, you know, having played for so many years.
Well, excellent, Becky. All right, I just want to thank you very much for joining me. I'm going to let you go now. Thanks a lot for being my guest today, and good luck.
Thank you, April.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players, or watch IWFL videos, or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page, and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, but best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
Hello, this is April Delancey, and I'm now here with Vanessa Santillan. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
Doing good. How are you,
Great.
April?
Great. Thank you so much for joining me. Can you just tell me really quick, what's your position, who you play for?
I play for the Southern California Breakers. I'm number 28, and I am running back.
Yes, you are, and you've been really racking up the miles, I think, this year. So do you have up to last game? What's your total so far for yards this year?
I have no idea my total. I'm going to let that be a surprise. They're letting me know little by little each game, but I don't know. I'm just kind of waiting for it to be a surprise.
Okay.
I'm more about, you know, yard by yard, not necessarily the total number yet.
Excellent. Well, that's a good way to approach, little by little. Is that kind of your approach to when you play, one play at a time as opposed to the whole game?
Yes. That's definitely my mentality. Just me personally, I need to focus exactly on what I'm doing at that moment. I can't worry about two plays ago or two plays in the future because it's going to slow me down mentally and physically. I need to pretend like every play is like the first one. I need to go out just like 100% every time, because if I don't, something will go wrong.
No, that's an excellent way to look at it. So speaking of mental preparation and all that, how would you say that you and the team prepared differently for this game against Tucson than when you went last week and played in their house and just lost by one?
Well, I think pretty much the whole team, and I'm actually reading emails right now at this moment, that we are definitely a lot more pumped for this game. It's more of a type of a redemption type game. I know that we won every game against this team last couple years that we've played them, and it's the first time we've lost, and that hurts a lot. Me being part of the team this long, I see the girls now, you know, after a loss, we really, you know, we take it to heart, and there is a lot of pumping up right now that's going on between the whole team, from the coaches, from each other. We want this win a whole lot more than the last one. I think we went into this game a little too lightly, we definitely know how much it hurts to lose, even by 1 point, 1 point, 10 points, same thing. Definitely, just as a team, we just want it that much more.
Yeah, I can understand that. So what would you say then, Vanessa, are your keys to the game that you should that the Breakers need to concentrate on to get the W against the Monsoon this time?
Like I said, I think the mentality that I've talked about before, every single play that you go out, you need to just think about that one play. What is your job? Go 100% into whatever it is you need to do, whether it's a block you need to make, whether it's handing the ball off, passing the ball, running the ball, anything that you need to do when you're on defense. When the ball is in the air, you want it. You go get it. Depending on what side of the line that you're on, it doesn't matter. The ball is going to be always yours. And I think that's a more aggressive mentality will get the Breakers going a lot more because we thrive on that. Even though we're a small team, we are very much intense.
Yes, you are. I've been there for those pregame speeches. That's definitely intense, and that's one of the great things about watching all of you is that the intensity and the synchronicity you have together as a team is really quite a pleasure to watch. Also, though, you were saying now you've been there a while. So,
yeah,
how many years have you been there now, Vanessa, with the team?
This is my fifth year.
Okay, your fifth year. So, what do you tell the rookies and the younger players that haven't experienced the kinds of ups and downs that you have this year? How are you mentoring them to get through this first season of theirs?
I know before the first game, a lot of us veterans said, if you guys don't know what you're doing, don't hold back. Hit somebody. If you make a mistake, make a mistake going all out. I know that I told a few rookies, if you don't know what you're doing, rely on us. We've been there before. We've seen it before. And just having that crutch, I know I didn't have it the first year because we were all brand new, that I know it helps them out a little bit. It gets them a little bit more, makes them feel a little bit more at ease going into the game, at least for the first one. And after that first win, I know it became a whole lot more fun. And the next game we lost pretty bad, and they felt, the highs, and they felt the extreme lows. So they've been through it all already, the rookies have, all over the board. And especially this last game with a loss by 1 point, they're definitely getting an emotional roller coaster when it comes to playing football. But I think we all feel it pretty much the same, whether you're a veteran or rookie. It's just letting them know that if they make a mistake, we're there, to help them out as much as they are there to help us out.
That's great, and it definitely shows on the team that you guys are all a single unit. So anyways, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Vanessa. And
no problem.
Good luck this game.
Thank you very much. Be seeing you on the sideline.
Yes.
It begins with a dark glowing ember, something black burning its way out of me, searing the bush. Pain is the only thing. Scars all I see. Burn all the fire.
everybody, and welcome back to Southern California. Right now, we are about ready to start off the second half with the Breakers leading 26-6. Tucson is now going to be kicking off to Southern California. There's the kickoff. It's a short kickoff to one of the upbacks who's caught immediately and taken upfield by number 25. She's following her blockers, flows right through the middle, and almost gets to the 50-yard line. That was Michelle Jacquard on the run. Looks like she picked up about 20 yards on that. They're going to spot it just shy of the 50-yard line. And that'll start the second half in great field position again. So it's 26-6, and the first half recap was this. The Breakers ran maybe 10 plays and scored 4 touchdowns. They weren't on offense very much. When they were, they did exactly what they needed to do and scored rather quickly. So they are at midfield right now. Tucson has been playing better as the game has progressed. And I believe there's 12 people on the field for SoCal, so that's not a great way to start it up. And I have an update from the Seattle Majestics Sacramento Sirens game. 21-20 with 1:44 left in the game. I'll be able to give you updates as I receive them, but that's huge. We've already had one upset today with Chicago losing to Detroit. Halftime show, we're here with some gun slingers, and they were actually doing some tricks with the guns, spinning them. Had the whip out here, Indiana Jones style. It was pretty cool. So now the Breakers are out of the huddle, 1st and 15. They have a trips to the left, diamond trips. SoCal blitzes, over pursues the blitz. Oh, and just outside the reach, and Vanessa makes some great breaks and tackles and great moves and ends up picking up about 10 yards of the play. They had her dead in the right to the backfield, but she over pursued her just a little bit. And that led to about 10-yard pickup because of that first down penalty. So now it's going to be 2nd and 5. And looks like they just went right back to work. They lined up in a different type of formation, but ran the same exact plays they've been running the whole time. Sweep right, sweep left, off-tackle right, off-tackle left. Those were the 4 plays. They ran out bootlegs, and they tried throwing a couple times out of a bootleg, and everything seems to be working as they want. Now they're going to go trips right. No tight end, 1 running back. I would expect them to run right. Sweep to the trip side. See if they do it. It's a straight drop back pass, 1-on-1. Quarterback cocks back, underthrows it. Ooh, 54, that's Miskowski comes back for it and had to break it up because Tammy Thomas was right there. Tammy Thomas probably would have found that sooner. She could have had an easy interception, but Miskowski came back to the ball and knocked it out of her hands. So there's an incompletion, 3rd and 5 for the Breakers. And once again, the number 18, Shauna Murphy, a rookie, left-handed rookie, is the quarterback. She got the first start last week, mainly due to people just not present. I mean, their backup quarterback, Jill Kosh, was sick and was able to make the trip to Tucson. And then number 8, Cindy Zimmerly, had to fill in on the offensive line because they're short linemen. Zimmerly hasn't seen any time this game, so we'll see. 18 dropping back again. Looks like, oh, she's going to be sacked for an 8-yard loss on that one. She really didn't have anybody open, so that was not only a coverage sack, but, I mean, they got in the backfield. They were blitzing everybody on that play. So Tucson goes aggressive, and now SoCal has to punt the ball. And they started at the 50, and they're punting from the 48. So, you know, a negative 2 yards on that drive right there. Let's see if they get the substitutions right. So many in, so many out. Then the lineup's also very important. Got to have people on the ball. I don't think they have enough on the ball. Doesn't look to me like they have enough people on the line of scrimmage. No penalty, though. Nice high punt, what I was talking about earlier. Gets a high punt up there. Boop. Oh, she makes a quick move. But it was a great tackle by 86. And who is 86? That's Angelique Smith. That was a great tackle. I mean, 45, pick up the ball, made Santiago miss. And then she started sprinting up the left sideline, but they're Smith just dove and grabbed her ankle, and she went down. So now it looks like they're going to have 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line. Danielle Hurtado comes back out, And she's been quarterback the whole game. Had a couple nice throws, one very big drop. Played well. The running game is starting to pick up. They're still in the same exact formation they've been in. Two backs, wing, one wide receiver. There's a snap of the ball, quick run right up the middle, and it looks like the Tucson is going to go to their power game, which is following behind their huge offensive line. That right there was a six-yard, not even run. That was just a push. They basically just said, everybody, just push your person downfield, and we'll follow you. And it worked. Six-yard gain by Jay right there. Brings up a second and four, and they're starting off the second half like they finished the first half. So, positive, keep improving, direct your focus on the play at hand. Things that Coach Smith said to me before the game. You know, he wanted to make sure that everybody improves their focus from game to game and within the game, because that's what halftime is an adjustment. You make adjustments on what the other team is doing and what you expect the other team to do. Tucson hasn't changed their offense. They're back on the ball again with second and four. There's the motion. They go to the outside. 86 was in the backfield and just missed the tackle, and somebody got ran over. Think that was Priscilla Gardner. She got ran over, but because her angle was perfect, as she got ran over, she pushed her out of bounds, and they gained barely a yard on that. So now it's third and three, and a long three at that. So that was number seven. That was Jackie. She turned that corner and lowered her shoulder, and Priscilla couldn't do anything but just try and get in the way, and she did, and forced her out of bounds. So third and three, I expect them to go right up the middle. The outside, I'm pretty surprised that they're trying it because they just don't have the speed to get there. They should muscle their way. SoCal blitzes. There's the crossbuck, and they're in the backfield. Let's see if they can keep them there. Running back still moving. Oh, and it's going to be close. I think they got it. That was a great spot and a first down. Holy cow, they had her in the backfield. But 49 was said, you know what? I charge admission. If you wanna pay a quarter, hop on. I'll give you a ride. And boom, 3 yards later, first down, Tucson. That was a great defensive call by SoCal. They blitzed everybody. Were in the backfield. They just couldn't wrap up. They tackled too high. So we got a first and 10 for Tucson at the just shy of the 40-yard line. They got wing left. And what they're doing is they're offsetting their split backs. One back is directly behind the quarterback while the other one is out behind the tight end. And they go run it right up the middle, and she's got the corner, but she's not going to meet the outside too far. She ends up picking up a little bit over 4 yards, and it looks like somebody called a timeout. Oh, and the coach is not very happy right now. It's not Coach Ojeda, Coach Manium, as I know him. He's head coach, and he just kind of lets his coach handle things. And coach went out there. He's not very happy right now. Tucson is just basically running right down the throat on them. This one, they went up the middle, bounced outside, and a nice four-plus yard gain. I don't think they got the five, but I don't understand why they're running up the middle or running outside, though, because as soon as they get outside, there's tons of green, but they can't outrun. I mean, how you beat speed is you run directly at them. As soon as you pass that line of scrimmage, you just keep running straight. Make them all swallow up on you, and you get upfield as quickly as possible. Not one to second-guess Coach Smith over there. I mean, obviously his game plan's starting to work right now, but I think mixing that in is great. But, I mean, their running backs, they need to get upfield and keep running because obviously they have the muscle. They just, I mean, Alicia Waltz just carried three people for 3 yards. So they have the speed and strength. And like I mentioned in the first half, 56 had 25 lifts of 150 pounds. Last year, I think 26 reps won, and you win $1,000 winning that in the league. So also I want to give a shout-out to the programs that the league does. You can actually vote. Go to idbflsports.com. You can actually vote for your player of the week on there. It's a texting method. So check out idbflsports.com, and you can vote for your game day MVPs. Drop back pass. Got somebody wide open. She adjusts the ball but can't quite get to it. 14 dropback. It was a straight dropback. Tammy Thomas had the step but had to adjust the ball, lost her footing, and couldn't adjust to it. 32 did not have bad coverage. She was there. But those type of routes, looks kind of like a fade route. It's, you know, just get down the numbers, and quarterback's supposed to throw it out over your outside shoulder, and you're supposed to adjust to it. She just couldn't adjust to it properly. So now it's third and a long five, possibly six. Big play right here because they can't just play field position right now. They're down 3 touchdowns. They need to get some points on the board. And the Breakers kind of did them a favor at the end of the half by taking a knee. And I can understand why they did that. They ran one play, and they just, you know, trying to be sportsmanlike, but there's the run right up the middle. She was wrapped up in the backfield boy. So that was a great tackle. She got through the line scrimmage, flowed with the play, and tackled the back end of the quarter of the running back, and she ended up gaining a little bit over a yard. So it's 4th and a long 3, maybe 4th and 4, and Tucson's punting from their own 44-yard line. So they're going to try and play some field position. But we will see if that, because, I mean, they're punters. Oh, and that hurts right there. Tucson just ran out with 12 players. So now they're going to have to punt from farther back. But their punter has not been, you know, getting the height that you need to give you the field coverage the field coverage on a punt return. Sorry, I'm, you know, listening to the announcer at once, too. He was just reiterating what I just said about the texting of the things. Now the punt, Alicia Waltz is back. There's the punt, snap, and boom, up in the air. Gets some good height, but it's another short kick. It's going to take a Tucson bounce, but it's picked up quickly by Kayla, who lowers her shoulder but gets stood straight up. But she was the one delivering the hit on that. Unfortunately, it didn't knock anybody over. It just stood everybody straight up, and the play was basically dead right there as the rest of Tucson. But it turns out to be, you know, a change of 8 yards. So I'm like, you know, in 4th and 3, you might just want to go for it. If your punting game is not going to get you the 25, 30-yard field change that you need to make a difference, you know, it's kind of, you know, worth it, especially when you're around midfield. I mean, once again, the penalty didn't help, but, I mean, they wouldn't have had 12 men on the field if they just would have went for it. So here's SoCal. They've already had the punt once. 10-16 left, 26-6 with SoCal leading. So they're looking to make sure they can get this in. They're in a new formation. They're in basically I left, tight end left, 2 running backs in the backfield. Quick dive to the fullback, who is wrapped up immediately by 87. And 87 I do not have. Let me see if I have somebody else. Who else has 87 over there? Tucson. That's Andrea Swanson's 87. I have a limited roster. The coaches gave me their standout players, and Andrea Swanson just cut through the line right there, met the fullback in the hole, and looks like a no gain on that play. So they're going to be 2nd and 10 from their 48-yard line. Let's see. They're back in the eye, and they have Clark and Santion in the backfield. It looks like it's eye right this time. Tucson's bringing everybody. Run, and it's a bootleg by their quarterback, who switches field direction again, coming back across the field, and is going to be sacked for about an 8-yard loss. It was a bootleg. That was a bootleg right there. She basically just faked the handoff and rolled right, and they had the outside contain. 87 once again had the outside contain, and she ran back the other way and ended up running into a bunch of Tucson people who stayed to their position, stayed the deepest of the deepest, and they end up losing 8 yards on that play. Now it's 3rd and 18, so we're expecting a pass. And I have a final. The Seattle Majestics beat the Sacramento Sirens 21-20. So a very good game there in Sactown. But Seattle knocks the Sirens from the playoff race. Sacramento had to win out all of their games to have a chance, because KC probably only loses one more game and they're in. So now they're back in the eye again. And it's going to be play action. Oh, and there's a fumble on the play. And Tucson has, let's see who recovers. Tucson recovers the ball. God, everybody in the booth is yelling tuck rule, and because she was about ready to throw the ball, and she got hit from behind, and the ball came out. So it's funny. That was definitely a fumble. And Tucson recovered. They didn't have anybody open, but she was about ready to throw the ball. And so there's another break for the monsoon. So it's first and 10 from the 33 line. 33. And that's a huge turnover right there with 8:12 left in the third quarter and the score 26-6. They can punch one in here. Makes it a game again. Right now, three touchdowns is not a game. Three touchdowns is a contest. And looks like the Breakers have changed their defense. They're no longer in a 50 defense. They're in a 40 defense. I think they're missing a player. SoCal's only playing with 10 people. And that doesn't help, especially when they're going to run right up the middle at you. And I wonder if the coaches are going to notice they only have 10 players on the field. Yes. Actually, Amanda, number 97, noticed that somebody wasn't out here and called her out. Everybody in the stands heard it. You might even heard it. So now they have 11. And let's see if they can be – now they can be a little more competitive. It's second and 7 from the 30, and they're in the trips formation. So now they're back in their – no, they're in their 40. The trips left. They're throwing the swing pass. They're trying to go back to that swing pass, and it's not working because, I mean, it worked the first time, but you can't go to the well that many times. Priscilla Gardner read that and almost picked it off. The ball was tipped, and then it fell to the ground, but that was just a perfect read. I mean, every time they've lined up in that formation, they've either done one of two things. They've thrown the swing pass, or they've tried to throw into the flats to one of the receivers. They're only covering two of the receivers out there. So, I mean, I would set up and throw it, but now it's 3rd and 7. So, 3rd and 7, big play right here for number 14 in the Tucson Monsoon. Danielle's really got to make sure that, you know, I think this is 4-down territory, so I guarantee you they're probably just going to get a couple yards. They line up in trips left again. Jay's in the backfield all by herself. And it's going to be a pass. Coming around the corner, she's throwing it deep. She's open, but she cannot adjust the ball. I don't understand why they would throw it deep when it's 3rd and 7 and it's 4-down territory. Now you really have to get to the – I mean, you have to get a big play, and Tucson's not a big play team. They're grinded out, out-muscling you, and Breakers make a couple substitutions, putting some meat in there. All right, so 4th and 7. This is huge right here with 7:15 left in the game – or left in the quarter. The Breakers can hold them. That's a huge stop right there, and the fumble by Murphy doesn't hurt them. They get the ball back, 1st and 10. So we got wing right, split backs left, and Coach Smith calls a timeout. And that timeout could be huge. Guess this rocks. That was me almost falling out of my seat. Let's see. So 4th and 7, Coach Smith is talking to his offense right now. And these two teams look like they only have two coaches on each staff. Coach Smith has just him out there right now. I talked to one of their other coaches today. And then Coach Manny has his other coach. So, I mean, two announcer here trying to get the teams right. but this is a big 4th down 7 to play. I mean, huge for both teams. The Tucson can pick it up and then score. They're back in the game. Tucson needs to be back in this game. SoCal, all they need is a stop, and basically they're in control of the game. And it's now dark here in Southern California. All you East Coast people used to be like, what do you mean dark? I'm in bed. It better be dark. Yeah, it's dark, and it's actually kind of cold. I mean, I had to put my sweater on. It's not Southern California weather, the UTEP. So here's the play on 4th and 7. It's a quick run up the middle. No, it's a play action fake. She's throwing it deep. Oh, and knocked away. I mean, seven had a step. But that was 25. It was Michelle Jaycock on the breakup, and it was good that she didn't intercept the ball because that would have been interception at the 5-yard line. Dead, she knocked it away, and now they get the ball at the 30, 1st and 10. That play action faked out everybody, including me. I was sitting here watching 41 run right up the middle, and it looked like she had the first down, and I was like, oh, she doesn't have the ball. So that was a great play action by the rookie, number 14, Danielle Hurtado. So, but that's the turnover on downs. and it's going to hurt them. I'm wondering if they have a short passing game. Losing their quarterback in the round robin that they had with us probably hurt them because Jess was a cheat and improved dramatically from what we saw her last year. OC's back, or SoCal's back in offense, and they're dropping back to, and she throws it deep. 54 catches this one. So Mikowski catches once one, lowers her shoulder, and there's a huge completion right there. That's a 16 yards right there. So Mikowski makes up for her drop earlier in the game. Shauna Murphy had a play action, throws it over the middle. Nice pass. Yeah, BJ just texted me that I'm cold. And it's funny because we're in Southern California, right? It's supposed to be warm. And she's up in Northern California where it's supposed to be colder. Well, guess what? It was 98 today in Sacramento. Well, I don't think it got anywhere near 90 down here. So I know it right now it's in the 60s. Tucson looks like they're blitzing. And a handoff in the backfield, and they were already there as the handoff was happening. That play is going to lose about 3 yards. So even after the successful play, Tucson is coming, and they're bringing people. So after a loss of 3 yards, they'll bring up 2nd and 13. But that first play action play on the first down killed Tucson right there. That was a backbreaker right there. Changed field position. And, I mean, even if Tucson was to stop them right here, now they're going to have to take the whole field. So with 6:30 left in the third quarter, Breakers break the huddle. Have a 2nd and 14, double tight. And Tucson has everybody up, and they're coming again. Handoff in the backfield. Santillan's tiptoeing, trying to find a blocker. She has none and is going to lose another yard. So that's going to be 3rd and 14, 15. And there's a Breaker dog that has something to say about that. He wants to see some offense. He's not seeing much right now. So, Santillan comes trotting out. 3rd and a long 14. I didn't see who subbed in. I was too busy looking at the dog, so I apologize for not paying attention to the game. Amanda breaks the huddle. She's going to go hop on the ball. And you got Shauna Murphy there. Looks like Kayla Clark is in the backfield. Got double tight again. And once again, Tucson's looking to blitz right up the middle. She's in the backfield. And another fumble. It doesn't matter who recovers it because it's going to be a long way to go on fourth down, and they're going to have to punt. And it is fourth down, so SoCal did recover it. But, I mean, they're going to have quicker passes if everybody's blitzing like that. That right there helps. So we got 4th and 20-something. So 4th and forever. From the 34-yard line, Tucson looks like they're going to get the ball back in good field position with 5 minutes left. So we'll see. SoCal's having some troubles adjusting right now. They're missing personnel on their punt. Trying to jog them in there, they'll need to delay a game. That'll just help Tucson even further, and some silly mistakes here are costing them. They do have an injured player on the sideline. There's a fumbled snap, but she does get the punt off, and it bounces off a SoCal player, which means the ball's going to be down where it hit her. It actually hit her right in the back. So, and that's a downed ball where it touched her. So, that's going to be 1st and 10 from the 49-yard line. So, they're 1 yard away from midfield. And looking to score right now. That was Shauna Murphy on the sideline trying to get stretched out. I mean, she got hit from the back. It was her blind side. And when she fumbled the ball. So she now has 2 fumbles on the night, though only one was a turnover. Cindy Zimmerly is now warming up on the sideline with the receivers. So here's a big possession. Tucson needs to score on this possession right here. They already threw one away last possession, so they're in the wing left. And it looks like they're going to go passing, and they're once again looking deep. Oh! It was a huge tackle right there. All right, let me explain that and break it down for you once they quiet down. Hometown Sounds are really psyched about that because 14 actually, Danielle Hurtado rolled out and was looking for Tammy Thomas running on the sideline, but she was well covered. She had 86 Beck Lewis wide open in the middle of the field, but because she was rolling right, did not see her. And you're technically not supposed to throw across the middle of the field or across your body. But she looked to turn it up. Somebody grabbed onto her jersey, stood her up, and Tutu just cleaned it up. But she hopped right off to the ground, back to the sideline, got the play, and she's still in there. And they have wing right now with 2nd and 12. And there's the cross buck. Great penetration by the SoCal defense, but they're unable to make the defense in the backfield. And once again, they gained yards that they should have gained on that play. Great running footwork by number 41. So they pick up 3 on that play, 3rd and 9 from the 50-yard line. So they're at midfield. BJ, if you can, find out if anything it's broken. And I want to see if that game ever took back up. The other game is anybody at the L.A. game. If anybody's listening, you know, be sure and text or call in or put on the chat board what the L.A. New Mexico game score is. On 39, New Mexico, this is big right here. It looks like SoCal's going to be blitzing on this one. It's wing right. There's the motion. And a fumble! It's trying to pick it up! Simply taught coaching thing is whenever a defensive player sees the ball on the ground, they're supposed to fall on it. Well, number 39, Monique Boone, saw the ball on the ground, and that red, white, and blue looked too good to just fall on. She tried picking it up, and it fell right through her hands, and Tucson fell on it. So they maintained possession, but like the Breakers, lost a ton of yardage, and now it's 4th and 20, and they have to punt. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Looks like 22 people were on the field, and here comes the punt. There's a snap, back to 49. That's a very high, short punt that takes a great bounce. Looks like Killa Clark's going to pick up, which she does, and breaks 2 tackles. 3 tackles, 4 tackles, 5 tackles. Fumbles the ball! Tucson recovers! Wow, that was exciting. They ended up punting the ball. Kayla Clark returns it 35 yards, fumbles it, and Tucson recovers it from where it was punted. There is an injured player on the field, but that was a great run by Kayla Clark, but somebody caught up from behind and knocked the ball out. So they will stay on offense and see if they can put something together here. It will be 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line, their own 29-yard line. And when I get the number, see who was injured, I'll make sure and give it to you. And I'm going to take a breather for a few seconds. And injuries are a bad thing right now because Tucson only brought 22 players. That was 86. Beck Lewis on the interview. She's up, walking off. She's good. But there were 2 no-shows for the Tucson Monsoon, for work, travel, money, you know, certain things. Stuff comes up in women's football. One of them was number 11, Stephanie Marciniak. I've played against Tucson for 4 years with the Quake. She is one of their better players, especially on defense. But she plays a lot of offense, too. So, I mean, they're missing her this week. She caught the tip touchdown pass last week. And on the first play from scrimmage, Tucson runs it right up the middle. Looks like they're gaining maybe 2 yards. But that was Jay on the carry again, right up the middle, what they've been somewhat successful with. So it'll be 2nd and 8. But they can't, with a minute 30 left in the third quarter, they cannot be trying to just tic-tac down the field. They have to get some plays going. And they have been trying to throw the ball, but they seem to only be going to number 60, Tammy Thomas. And while she has been open, quarterback hasn't been able to hit her, besides the first one she dropped. And they do that swing pass. There's the cross buck. They're in the backfield. Once again, they can't tackle her on the initial hit, but they do get her in the backfield, and it looks like a 1 yard loss right there. Great infiltration by the defensive personnel of the SoCal Breakers. There was several Breakers on the tackle. Still got the backup quarterbacks working on the SoCal sideline. Cindy Summerlee still warming up with 81. That's Elaine Iba. So 3rd and 9, huge play for Tucson, and they're going to have to run it And then it should be the end of the third quarter. They line up in the trips again, and once again, when they line up in trips, they're trying to hit that swing. The middle of the field is wide open right now. They still only have two people covering three, and they do a draw. And the draw was met in the backfield, but like last play, they couldn't wrap him up, and she ends up gaining one or two. It's going to bring up fourth, and they haven't moved to Yarker. Fourth and seven, fourth and a long six. So that's the end of the third quarter. Haven't got any updates from the Pittsburgh or L.A. game, so I can't bring that up, but I'm going to give you some of the other scores from around the league. New England Intensity won today, 53-0 over the Holyoke Hurricanes. The Atlantic Explosion won 77-7 over the Palm Beach Punishers. That was quite a blowout. The Boston Militia, 60-0 over the Philadelphia Firebirds. Boston just keeps rolling. They're a very good team. I've seen some film on them. The Pittsburgh game, last I heard, was 6-0. The had been delayed for some bad weather, and I'm talking very bad weather. So when I hear some more, I'll update you. The DC Divas, who I'm considering one of the top two teams in the league right now, ended up winning 21-7 over the New York Sharks. KC Tribe, they end up winning 48-6 over a Tier 2 team, Clarksville Fox. Clarksville Fox is one of the better Tier 2 teams, having played for the championship last year. Seattle did win 21-20 over Sacramento. And once again, special teams coming into play. They missed an extra point somewhere along the line. Chicago was upset 21-19 by Detroit. L.A. and New Mexico, I haven't heard a score on. Baltimore Nighthawks won 32-6 over the Jersey Justice. And on the first play of the fourth quarter is a punt from the Tucson Monsoon. Kayla Clark catches it. She could be gone. She makes a break in towards the middle. She had the outside wide open, but she decided to cut over across the middle and is tackled immediately. There seems to be a delay in clearing of the pile. No injuries, though, so everybody's good. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Breakers from the Tucson 41-yard line. Let's see who's at quarterback. And we do have a new quarterback. Is now the quarterback for the Breakers. And got an update for a score. End of the second quarter, the Portland Shockwave are beating the Corvallis Pride 20-0. So there's another West Coast game for all you East Coasters staying up to hear the scores. All right, with a new quarterback in, number 8, Cindy Zimmerle, they changed formations too. They're in a pro set, split backs. Pro left, takes a snap, fires a quick snap pass that's incomplete. She was warming up all online, like I said, with 81, Elaine Iba. And she threw it a little too high. There was great coverage, but if she puts that ball where it's supposed to be, it's completion. So now second and 10. With a new quarterback in, let's see if they line up in the same, they have a different formation for a new quarterback. So they're once again in the split back formation with the tight end. They're in an illegal formation right now. They don't have enough people on the line of scrimmage. They only have 6. The officials don't call anything, but there's a slant play to the other side. Quarterback ended up on her butt. Incomplete again now. This is a unique coaching strategy right here. I mean, they have a 2-3 touchdown lead, and they are passing the ball, which stops the clock. And then SoCal, just trying to adjust. They're throwing passes and stops the clock at an incompletion. So, trying to. They're complaining about me making noise. So I got to shut up because I don't have no color commentator. They're trying to be the color in the background, so I don't know if you hear them or not. It's colorful, yes. Timeout right now going on the field. That was the SoCal Breakers that called the timeout, and they have a 3rd and 10 from their own 240-yard line. I just got an update on the Passion, Pittsburgh Passion versus New York Nemesis. Still 6-0 or weather delay, so that could very well be the final, or they might have called the game. So we will see. Other than that, nothing much going on here. I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my voice after this timeout. Ah, here we are, back from the timeout. Whoa. The Breakers are in the shotgun formation. Zimmer leads back deep. Shotgun snap is quick. Oh, she drops it. It's going to be a fumble. She does hop on it, but she is down immediately. That was a very hard snap. It looks like they're going to have to punt. So with 4th and 18 ahead, they're going to punt the ball deep and try and make Tucson travel the whole field, which they have not done yet. But the touchdown they got was off a turnover in the field. So Zimmerly came in and tried throwing some passes. They actually went to the shotgun set but was unable to complete anything, including having a fumble. Once again, a substitution distraction. There's a false start. They're going to call it. They did call it. That was a false start by number 29. Let's see if I have her on the list. I do not have a 29 on my list, but 29 had a false start on that one. Got to back them up 5 yards. They're going to have to redo it again. And Tucson really doesn't have anybody deep. And they're going to put number 41, Jay, back deep. And after the penalty, now they're going to be kicking from the 46-yard line. Almost went overhead, but she caught it, got the punt away, and it's going to take a breaker bounce. And Santion downs it at the first down marker. So, I mean, that's how much yardage they lost on that punt. And it's going to be 1st and 10 from the Monsoon 32-yard line. I got people texting me trying to find out the score, so if I break up every now and again, it's because people are texting me. So Tucson's got to get some points on the board here, and they got to start hurrying up. Unless they break one up the middle, they need to change their offensive philosophy. But I think this is the type of offense they run, and they're going to stick to it. They come out and trips again. Trips right. 41 is a single back. And a quick draw up the middle, and they get nothing on it. I mean, they didn't fool anybody. That was 2-2, number 53 on the tackle. Met her in the hole, and that was it. 2-2 still on the ground, though. Tucson, slow to get up. Or no, that was 2-2, slow to get up. But she is up, and she stays in the game. Tucson now has 2nd and 9 3/4 yards to go, and they're going to come out and trips left. And SoCal, for the first time this evening, walks 3 people out to cover 3 people. One person is playing about 10 yards off. It's a pass play. 86 has a beat on her. Nice catch over the middle by 86. Don't get confused by the different 86s there. Pressure was supplied by Angelique Smith. She had 14 dead to rights and hit her after the pass was thrown. And 14 stood in there, threw a rocket over the middle to 86, who is Beck Lewis, and she is still on the ground. She's still on the ground. She made a great catch for a first down. And then I'm not sure. It looks like they're stretching her out, maybe cramps or an upper leg. That's what they're looking at right now. Everybody takes a knee, as is the custom. In all the games I've been at, whenever somebody gets injured, everybody takes a knee, and that's one thing we try to wish upon both teams is no injuries, because these women out here are sacrificing their bodies for the opportunity to play a sport that they've been told they can never play. Well, they're here. So, we hope everybody's okay down there. Both teams are getting some water, and Tucson will have a 1st and 10 with 12:53 left in the 4th quarter, scores 26-6. I'm going to take a quick break as the player on the field is being looked at. Gingerly looks to be her left leg. She's limping off. I doubt she'll be returning. But everybody gives her a nice round of applause as she walks off and the clock starts. And let's see if Tucson can keep this drive going. With under 13 minutes left. Wind the clock. Yeah. They line up in that trips right again. Single back. Trying to get that quick hitting running play, but it's, I mean, the Breakers have everybody in the middle. I don't understand why they're doing that. I mean, a quick boot would work on this one because, I mean, they're just, everybody's in the middle. They somehow managed to gain, looks like 2 yards on that play. So, it's going to be second and 8 from their own 47-yard line. They break the huddle, and they're going to go trips left this time. Then Jay, number 41, is the single back in the backfield. Timmy Thomas out wide left, and the tight end's up top right. And a big sack right there. Got a fumble. Looks like there might have been a fumble in the play, too. Looks like they might be calling her down. And they are going to say it was a fumble. Fumble there. The Breakers recovered. So a turnover on downs. So that, I couldn't really see who, somebody blitzed off the right side. I think it was Priscilla Gardner. She came flying in and grabbed 14, caused a fumble, and then one of the other Breakers hopped on it. It was on the far side of the field, so I wasn't able to see it. But that's huge right there because Tucson had just gotten a first down. So with under 12 minutes left, 26-6 lead, now they have the ball inside the Monsoon 40-yard line and look to put this game away rather quickly. Let's see. Cindy Zimmerle is still in, and they have split backfield, tight end right. And there's a snap. Cindy's dropping back wide and throws the ball far behind. I think it might have been an illegal formation. Flags all over the field. And that was a false start on the Breakers, so that'll be a 5-yard penalty. And that'll it'll be first and 15. Announcer here is a crack up. Just announce the attendance of. So actually, the Monsoon declined the penalty since it was an incomplete pass. And Zimmerle is back under center. She's going to look, throw high again. Oh, ball should have been an interception, but 45 had some lead feet right there and kind of jumped for the ball instead of ran underneath it. It's now 3rd and 10, and the clock has once again stopped. Let's see, 3rd and 10, and every single play that Zimmerle's been in there, they've tried to throw the ball. And I have played against the Breakers some, and I was very impressed with Zimmerle and throwing the ball this preseason. She sits in the pocket. Isn't even worried about taking hits, throws a nice ball. Unfortunately, she's not setting her feet right now, and she didn't play for the first 3 quarters, so I can understand her being quite cold and not into the rhythm of the game. But here comes the pitch to Santillan to the left side, and everybody was in the backfield. They're going to lose yardage, and it's going to be 4th and 12 from the 40-yard line. They're thinking about whether they should punt it or go for it. And it looks like they're going to keep the offense on the field and go for it. So 4th and 12 from the 40-yard line, they're going to go for it, where they could punt it and really pin them back deep. A turnover here on downs gives Tucson a really good field position. So once again, they're playing a very friendly game and not trying to pin them deep. But once again, if they get this first down, I mean, that's going for the jugular. See if they have anything up their sleeve on 4th and 12. Playbook's pretty thin when you get to that kind of territory. Assuming the under center. Tucson sends everybody, hits a sweep to the right. Kayla has a corner. Breaks two tackles, breaks three tackles, and shoots it out of the races. Makes another person miss, drags another people, drags a couple more people inside the 10. So Clark, huge run right there. She should have been down in the backfield, but a block by Santillon made a huge block and broke it up the middle. She just exploded through a couple arm tackles, and now it's first and goal inside the 10. Here we go again. It's first and goal. Two running backs in the back of Santillon and Clark. Zimley under center. Tosses it left. And Santillon is in the backfield. Going to lose a ton of yardage here. That's a loss of about 12 yards. So it's going to be second and goal from the 20. And there is a downed player in the end zone, which is wonders how she got there. So we have an injured player on the field. Not sure who it is, but she was in the end zone. So that's kind of strange. And the trainers run out to see how she is while everybody else takes a knee in their respective huddles and on the sidelines. Coach Manny Ojeda is out there checking on his player now, too. And I see Zimmerly has now been taken out of the game, and Shauna Murphy is back in. Also stepping into the game is number 39, Monique Boone, and she is a rookie. The player is still down on the field. There's 10:03 left in the game, and the score is 26-6. Looks like that's... That looks like Kayla Clark is the injured party. Looks like it has something to do with her shoulder. And she's... Kind of her arm looks to be pretty stiff, but now it's second and goal from the 20. They're in the I formation. Shauna Murphy back in. That's a handoff to the fullback going left. She gets a couple yards. But that's going to bring up third down. So that was Monique Boone on the carry. And now it's going to be third and goal from the 17-yard line. Clock is running. Shauna Murphy gets the play from the sideline, jogs back to the huddle. He's going to share the information with the rest of the team. And then we'll see if they can put it in on third down. As they come out of the huddle, it looks like they're going to have two backs in the backfield. I formation. Tight end's going to be left. Tucson has a four-man front. They walk up their outside linebacker. Looks like she's coming to blitz, and it looks like all their linebackers are blitzing. And there's a handoff to Santillon. If she gets by everybody, everybody blitz, she could have a chance to score. And she does! So, I mean, But Tucson took a chance, blitzed everybody, and once he got past that first wave of people, it was all over with, and there's another touchdown for the Breakers right there, and it looks like they're taking off Kayla Clark's pass. So she could be done for the game, and I do not see Zimmerly on the sideline anymore. Not sure what happened, if anything happened to her, but I think she might have left. So we'll find out more about that later. In for the extra point is Joy Berry. It looks like Jill Kosh is the new person in to hold. And it looks like everybody's on the field. Snap count is being hollered out. There's the high snap. Jill can't hold on to it. Fumbles it, and they looks like Tucson recovered the fumble, but play is over. They could have picked it up and ran it in for 2 points. The extra points and two-point conversions are 100% live. So remember that anytime you see a fumble or a missed snap, pick that ball up and try and score 2 points. So now with 8:51 left in the fourth quarter, 32-6, Breakers winning. You can see what kind of difference having all of your players makes. We got Tucson missing a couple of people. They're not playing bad or poorly at all. They're just, you know, missing those key personnel members, and it's hurting them in the long run. They don't have the people to sub. We've had a couple injuries, and then Tucson has to deal with a fully staffed Breakers and with a quarterback that actually has a game experience under her belt. And Joyce with a kickoff, another high, shorter kickoff that's picked up at the 23-yard line, then fumbled. Tammy Thomas fumbles it, follows her block, heads straight upfield, then bounces outside, and Santion makes the tackle at the 28-yard line. Looks like they're going to give her the 29. So a long field for them to drive, and I mean, that's some great kicks by Jessica Joyce. She'd been kicking them pretty darn deep, and getting the ball at your 20 or 30-yard line is not, you know, conducive to a great offensive performance, because that makes you have to drive the field, the entire length of the field, and there's more room for mistakes, more plays have to go right, and the Breakers have had short field all night and have been taking advantage of it. So with the game in hand, let's see what Tucson can whip together and see if they can put a quick score on the board and make it a little bit more interesting. They line up in their trips formation again, trips right, tight end left, 41 in the backfield. It looks like SoCal has everybody stacked to the weak side. And 14 rolls out, throws a quick pass, and is dropped by Alicia Waltz. She was wide open. That's the person they're not covering all night. SoCal is basically covering man on the outside receiver, then walking a linebacker up to the closest slot person, and a safety is over the top of the middle slot person, and it's just, you know, that middle person's wide open, and they finally threw it to her, but it went right through her hands and fell on the ground. So brings up 2nd and 10 with 8:30 left, and they're in trips right again. Looks like the Breakers are going to blitz everybody on this one. It was a fake blitz, and Tucson runs right up the middle. Looks like they gained maybe about 2 yards. So it's going to be 3rd and 8. The 14. Danielle Hurtado runs to the sideline, gets a play, and now jogs back up there. And she's a pretty small QB. Far before the game, she was pretty tiny, and, you know, the Quake actually knocked their starting quarterback out during the round robin. So to put an entire offense on a rookie QB, she's actually doing pretty well. She's made a couple mistakes, but you expect rookies to make mistakes. You just try not to have them lose the game. She's managed the game quite well, despite the mistakes. Throwing a couple good passes, the first one was just perfect, and it should have been caught. And there's 41J on the carry. Looks like she's wrapped up rather quickly for a zero-yard gain, and that brings up 4th down. Let's see if they're going to punt. And they are sending their punt unit out. So it looks like Tucson's undefeated season is quickly slipping away. And with that, their chances at a playoff, too. SoCal will indeed improve their ranking. They'll move to 3-2 with losses to Tucson and L.A. And they play L.A. next week. So I expect that to be another loss. There's a false start. And the flag came out. was one of the best punts of the evening, caught in the midair by Joy Barry, who makes a couple moves, makes another move, and is down the sideline. Number 7 makes a good read and tackles her up quickly at around the 37-yard line of Tucson. So we'll see if they're going to make them re-kick. I mean, they got great field position already. I don't see why they would. But there was number 60, Tammy Thomas, was moving when the ball was snapped. So we'll see if they're going to call a legal motion or just decline it. As the referee's trying to sort things out, which kind of is ridiculous because they're going to either illegal motion against the offense is going to be declined. They're going to take the ball where the end of the run was, and now it's law. I don't understand why that takes so long. But they're trying to do it correctly. So now we got 1st and 10 from the... I'm trying to figure out the spot. From the 38-yard line. So, and let's see who's at quarterback. Sean Murphy's at quarterback. So, Jill Kosh is the third-string QB. The one with the most experience, but she's been sick for the past 2 weeks. So, I think she's very limited. I heard from the coach that she's about 90%. So, I doubt we'll see her today. Why risk her injury when she's not exactly 100%? So, Sean Murphy back in with the split tailbacks. Looks like Kayla Clark is done for the day. Shauna Murphy's calling an audible right now. There's a snap. Handoff right up the middle. It's going nowhere. In fact, they're going to lose a little bit of yardage. Battle of the wills. Who's going to push the pile the farthest? Nobody wins. The ball stopped right there for a 2-yard loss. And it'll be 2nd and 12 with 6:30 remaining in the game. Once again, the Breakers are winning 32-6. Shauna Murphy got that play real quick. Actually had to run back over and get the play from the coach. Let's see what they have available. Tucson defense has not given up. They're pretty hyped out there. They're clapping their hands, trying to get ready. They're still fighting. So 2nd and 12, and they're lining up in the I now. It's I right with the tight end. Muskowski lined up to the right. Boone is the fullback, got a motion, 81 goes in motion, and a quick dive up the middle. 57 has her trying to rip the ball out, but she's unable to do it, and she's just dragging people as she moves downfield, but there is a penalty flag. Let's see, illegal shift by the offense. It's going to bring him back 5 yards, so that 8-yard run is for naught, and illegal motion is going to take him back. It's going to make a 2nd and 17. Got some people slow to get up off the field. Illegal motion. Yep, it was on 81. We've been calling this several times this year, the illegal motion. When you say down, everybody goes down. They have to wait 1 second before they can go in motion, and that's what happened. Everybody went down, she went in motion, illegal shift. So we've been called on that. Our first game against the Amazons, we were called on that several times because we had everybody go in motion and our motion person leave at the same time, and we didn't know that was the rule. So we learned that rather quickly when we had 2 penalties called on us immediately. Having to fix that during the game was rough. Here comes a sweep right. Great lead block. It looks like Santiago's got another huge run. Oh, no. Great play by the defense to break her down, and it looks like it could be a quick 5-yard gain by Santiago. And so that's going to bring up 3rd and 12. So she got back to penalty yards, but they lose it down because of it. So just 5 minutes left. with 5 minutes left, 32-6, 3rd and 12. Looks like Tucson could get the ball back if they get a stop here. Big stop right there because, they've been doing that all. They've been doing that little toss play to the right and left, letting that fullback kick out the end, and then Santiago just explodes through that hole. Well, she exploded through that hole, and unfortunately, 57 was right there to make the tackle. So that was a good play by the Tucson defense. The 3rd and 12, they're in the eye. I expect them to just try and keep the clock running because with over 4 minutes left, the game is in hand. They just don't want to do anything stupid that could risk injury. There's a quick bootleg. Shawna Murphy's going to keep it. She should stay in bounds. And she's close. Is she going to have the first down? But she goes out of bounds. So, like I was saying, let's see if she gets the first down. And it looks like they're going to give it to her. So there's a first down right there. Shawna Murphy takes the round. So even though she ran out of bounds, she managed to get the first down, keep the ball in their possession. And there's four more, and the clock is now winding. So the game is right about over for those Tucson fans and SoCal Breaker fans. Make sure you listen to the WFB Talk tomorrow. The ladies will be breaking down some of the games, and the Breaker correspondent, April Delancey, will actually be doing a recap of the game, and that'll be at 3:10 tomorrow, 3:10 Pacific Standard Time for all you East Coasters. We got I right, toss right, fumble, and Tucson recovered it. So the pitch hit Santiago right in the hands, but she looked up at the defender coming right at her, and when you take your eyes off of it, it makes it harder to catch the ball. So there's another fumble, and that would be the fourth fumble by the Breakers. They've lost two of them. So with 3:41 left, the Monsoon really can't score four touchdowns in 3 minutes. I mean, they're not the Buffalo Bills, but they might be able to put a score on the board, build some confidence going into their next game. So they break the huddle, and it looks like they're going to be in, let's see, they're back in the wing formation. They have the wing right with running back split in the backfield. Number 14 takes a snap. Boop, hands up right to the middle. There's another quick hitting run for a quick 3 yards right there. So 3 yards by Jay, number 41. And the clock is ticking and running out. So we're going to see if they're just going to work on improving their basic plays or if they're going to try and get downfield. So, thanks for everybody for listening tonight. My name is Coach Penn, head coach of the California Quake. And during my bye week, I decided to come out here and announce one of the games. I chose this game instead of the LA-New Mexico game because I thought this would be a little bit more competitive because last week's winning score by Tucson, 14-13, indicated it would be. There's a huge hit in the backfield. Jay, number 41, is wrapped up immediately for a 3-yard loss. That was number 86. That was Angelique Smith, again, making a huge hit. She did one of those at the beginning of the game and had to come out immediately because I think she concussed herself. but there was another huge hit right there, and it looks like they're going to only use 2 yards. They're going to give her 4-yard progression. So third and 9, and this we could go down to the 2-minute warning if they don't run a play, but it looks like they're going to run a play. They're hopping on the ball right now. And they have wing right with the split backs in the backfield. 14's under center. And she does get the snap off to run right up the middle. They're going to get some positive yards out of that, but not very much. And that's going to be the 2-minute warning. All right, she picked up about 3 yards on that play, maybe 4. But it's going to be 4th down, and they're most likely going to have to punt. I'm not sure if they would risk throwing it deep. And they are going to send the punt team out. So they're going to concede the game right now. I believe that Coach Manny can start kneeling and put the game over with a 32-6 lead. They're telling him to put the clock at 1:58 because so after this punt, the clock will stop again. And then the Breakers will be able to take the clock down and end the game and get a victory and take it over 500, which Coach Manny was looking to improve on. He's, you know, they're a 500 team, and they're looking to get a winning record, and now they are, and now they can focus their week on their next opponent and not whether they make the playoffs. But I think they have a very good chance to make the playoffs because the teams ranked ahead of them are going to lose a lot of games. Clarksville was ranked ahead of them. They lost today, and they lost big. Let me see. I think Palm Beach was ranked ahead of them. They're now gone. Let me see. Baltimore Hollyknock, Tier 2. Jersey Justice lost. New England Intensity won, but the New England Intensity has a large schedule and very difficult. There's the punt, bounces off 25, and she's nailed and hit to the ground with a shoulder. 25 was the punt returner last week that kind of messed up a couple times and cost them some points, but she had the punt bounce off her chest, but caught it, and then was hit immediately by number 56 for the tackle. 56 was Deanna Grimstead, otherwise known as Grim. She's the strength one on the team. She's the one that lifted 150 pounds 25 times, submitted to the league for her chance to win some money. We got number 69 on the field, injured. So we'll see if she gets okay. I mean, they've only had one injury, really, this game, and that was 86 twice. And she's been out since the middle of the fourth quarter. But then let's see how 69 is. Got Coach Smith and their trainers out there right now. So I'm going to take a break while this is being worked out. All right, 69 is being helped off the field by Coach Smith and Coach Manny. Looks like she hurt her left leg as well. So hopefully it's not a major injury and she'll be fine after some ice and some stretching. Right now it's first and 10 from the 38-yard line. Shauna Murphy's at quarterback, two running backs in the backfield, with a minute 49 left. And I don't know if they're going to let Manny get back to the other sideline before they run this play, but I guess he might just hang out on the two-side sideline for a little bit. Yeah, because they're going to run a play, and Manny's stuck over there, so I think he's just going to have to call some two-side plays right now. I don't think I've ever seen that in any type of football. And they are running some plays, and they are tackled in the backfield, 17. She made the tackle in the backfield. And that was Thomas on the tackles. And that was a four-yard loss right there. Manny's trying to get back to his own sideline now. With a minute 30 left, that looks like that's going to be it. They shouldn't have to run any more offensive plays. Manny's now the one limping on the field, so. I think they're going to be taking a knee. Manny was instructing the quarterback as she was running back to the huddle. So. So they break the huddle, and Shauna Murphy is under center. They're in double tight formation, and they take a knee. So they'll be able to take one more snap, and that'll be the final here in Southern California, where the Breakers will come out victorious 32-6 over the previously undefeated Tucson Monsoon. Monsoon will drop to 4-1. Whereas the Breakers will move to 3-2. So congratulations to the Breakers on a hard-fought victory. Thank you for the Tucson fans for coming out. That's a long way to travel. Support your ladies. It was a very well played and clean game on both accounts. I'm Coach Pena with 20 seconds left. Thank you for listening. hope to do a couple more games this season when I have buys. I will not be traveling to the playoffs as the Quaker 1-4 this year. Congratulations to all the winners this week. I hope all of your players came out unscathed, and everybody has a healthy return home. Thank you very much for listening. That is the end of the game right there as you hear the horn sound. Both teams will now line up on the 50-yard line as custom and shake hands. And SoCal now has to travel to the Amazons next week and try and look to redeem up their other loss, 42-0. So they've already redeemed one loss, and they're going to try and do another one. So don't forget to listen to WFB Talk tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 3:10. April Delancey, the Breakers correspondent, will give you a recap on the game, full of stats and opinions that she saw. I saw a very good game. Speed versus strength. Speed came out on top this game, and as it usually does, but it shows that the difficult times that women's football has ahead of it, because if you can't bring your full squad in your away games, it's not your team playing. It's a version of your team, and we've gone through that too this year, and we will continue to go through that until we can hopefully get some sponsorships and some good funding. So everybody, keep marketing your teams. Women's football is a great thing, and I look forward to being a part of it now and in the future. Thank you for listening to WFB Talk Continues and the broadcast of the SoCal Breakers and Tucson Monsoon with a final of 32-6, SoCal winning. I'm Coach Penn, and I'm signing off. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.